Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today we are joined for part two of our four-part series with the League of Women Voters, helping break down the issues on this year's ballot. Today we'll be taking an in-depth look at propositions number 116, 117, 118, and EE. We'll be presenting both sides, what a yes vote means and what a no vote means, and give some contextual information about each of these propositions. To help us do so, we are joined by two members of the League of Women Voters of La Plata County, President of the Chapter Jean Arrow and Member Deb Rogers. Thanks for joining us today and helping us be more informed on the 2020 ballot. I'd like to start off in numerical order here. And let's talk about Proposition 116, which addresses a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes.
Just going back a little bit, where are we now? Where have we come from with our tax rate? So we used to have a progressive tax rate way before the 1980s. And then since the mid-1980s, we've gone to a flat tax rate. It's gone from 5% in the mid-80s down to 4.63% currently. And this proposition would have it go down another bit to 4.55. So just to give some context of where we are and how much that would reduce it. So people who are in favor of this proposition say that it would really reduce the tax burden for both individuals and businesses during the COVID-19 crisis. And it would really be a slight decrease in overall state revenues. So it'd be less than 0.5% of decrease to the state revenues by making this tax reduction. And some feel that it would help expand the economy by helping small businesses survive COVID-19 by having a little bit lower tax rate. Those opposed, though, to Proposition 116 say that 75% of the taxpayers would save only about $50 per year, while those making over $500,000, which is only about 2%, of Colorado taxpayers, those are the people who would save the most under this proposition. And those opposed talk about the fact that there'd be a loss of tax revenue to go to education, transportation, healthcare at a really tough time when the state's already strapped for cash and for tax revenues. And that there would be layoffs in the public sector and a reduction of critical state services. So those are the in favor and opposed. And so a yes vote on Proposition 116 would bring the Colorado state income tax rate, not federal, this has nothing to do with federal income taxes, but the state rate down from 4.63% down to 4.55%.
The next proposition is Proposition 117. For me personally, this is certainly one of the more complicated propositions on the ballot. Deb, I'd like to go to you and talk about Proposition 117.
It's Proposition 117 really has to do with state enterprises. And to really understand what this does is to talk about, you have to really know what a state enterprise is. And you can think about it as somewhat of a government-owned business without a profit motive. So a little bit like maybe a government-owned nonprofit would be a good analogy. So enterprises receive less than 10% of their revenue from the state. Their revenues really come by charging a fee for a service. And good examples are a college loan program, for example, or a state nursing home, or wildlife management. You pay a fee for hunting or fishing, for example. And then those fees help the programs to manage wildlife resources in the state. So with enterprises, revenues stay within that enterprise's fund. So they don't go to the state's general fund to subsidize other programs. And prices are set for services at a rate that is about a break-even rate. That's the goal, so that there's no profit motive. So that's what an enterprise is. A yes vote, in general, would require taxpayer approval for new enterprises that reach the $100 million revenue from fees limit within the first five years. So that would be the projected revenue of that enterprise. A yes vote would say, if there's a new enterprise that's being proposed that is expected to generate at least $100 million of revenue in the first 5 years, then it would go to the taxpayers to vote on. And a no vote would be status quo, that taxpayers do not have to approve new enterprises.
The next one I wanted to go over was Proposition 118, which is the paid family and medical leave program in Colorado, and talking about that.
So what Proposition 118 does is it creates a statewide paid family and medical leave insurance program. And it does this within the Department of Labor and Employment. It provides partial wage replacement of up to 12 weeks per year for eligible employees to take time off for medical reasons and to provide care for family members. And it also requires that the premium payment be split between employers and employees. Deb, you want to add to it?
This program would be funded through a payroll tax, and it would be paid for by both employers and employees, who would split that on a 50-50 basis, 50% by the employer, 50% by the employee. However, small businesses, those are with fewer than 10 employees, would be exempt from paying that employer portion of the premium.
And the initial premium is set at 0.9% of payroll, of which 0.45 would be paid by employee, 0.45 would be paid by employer. But it does allow for this premium amount to change as the program needs, demand it to change to cover the cost of the program. A yes vote on this would establish this statewide paid time off program. A no vote would say, no, we don't want this. We will not have a state program for paid time off.
And lastly, is the only one with letters behind it for all the propositions, which is Proposition EE, the taxing on tobacco.
This one, currently, I'll try to do this succinctly, because there are taxes on cigarettes, tobacco, and some states have taxes on vaping products, which are otherwise known as e-cigarettes. So currently, Colorado currently taxes cigarettes at 84 cents a pack, and tobacco, which is chew and other types of non-cigarette tobacco products, are taxed at 40% of the manufacturer's list price. So this proposition would increase the cigarette tax to $2.84 per pack. That's would be the total if this is implemented. The tax would be 62%. And then it would implement a new tax on vaping products to equal that 62% of other tobacco products. That a new tax would be phased in from 2021 to 2027. So 30% initially and 62% by 2027. So these new taxes, additional taxes would go towards providing the funding source for a first in the nation preschool program. And that preschool program would provide 10 hours per week of free preschool in the last year before kindergarten, but that wouldn't start until the 2023-2024 school year. There'll be some other things that this tax would pay for in the meantime, which would be smoking cessation programs, as well as some other education and health programs. Some people feel that e-cigarettes, otherwise known as vaping, is a little bit different than cigarettes and other tobacco products, because in some places they're using them as a smoking cessation aid, because you in a e-cigarette you can actually purchase ones that have a reduced amount of nicotine. So some people who are opposed to Proposition EE feel that it should be continue to be affordable, so that could be used as a smoking cessation aid. Also, people feel that you can become addicted. And so even if the price of these things goes up because of the tax, people aren't necessarily going to quit because they're addicted to them.
Jean Arrow and Deb Rogers with the League of Women Voters, La Plata County, thanks so much for breaking down all of the propositions on the ballot this year. Coming up in part 3 and 4 of our series with the League of Women Voters, we will be joined by Karen Sheik, who is the president of the League of Women Voters for the state of Colorado. For KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.